Hey everybody, it's Anna Marie here from Percent Compatibility. We're talking about how Kelly Clarkson filed for divorce. Yikes, another divorce in Hollywood. I don't even know the statistics of Hollywood, but they're ranked mm-hmm. known at mm-hmm. divorce. So this is my thoughts, everybody. This is my thoughts, and we're going to talk about our own experiences of things. So I watched like a couple of her videos about how she said she was single for a long time and she dated. And I think that she came across too strong in her dating history. And she even said this, like when she dated, she said she's a lot for some guys. And she even said that in an interview. And because she seems like very energetic, but it's like, I'm actually relatively hyper, but like I think I've calmed down over the years, mm-hmm. like matured mm-hmm. over the years. But I know better than to scare off guys. Like I'm marriage material, but I don't like say on a first couple dates about marriage.
Yeah, that's
just scaring off a guy. Like, dude, we're like early. Like, relax. You know.
Well, you want to see where it goes first.
You want to see where it goes, but you don't want to scare off the opposite sex. So yeah. I think that I've noticed a social problem that we have, everybody, is that sometimes, guys included, because I know guys that do this, people don't date into the one, which I think is a very bad idea. Because remember, everybody, we do have a high divorce rate for a reason. And he's been divorced twice. And I have had my history of, like, relationships over and over again. So it's just, like, we have to start evaluating, is it a good idea to be fully not dating until we hit the one? Or should we be dating around? I mean, just because you're dating around doesn't mean you're a player. It's more about, like, wholesome dating. Mm-hmm. That's the thing. Like, because when I go on dates, I, like, have a genuine time. Like, I don't necessarily fool around with every guy I go out with, you know. It's more like I have a genuine date with them. But if I have, like, two or three dates, because I'm at a point where I've dated and been in relationships enough where I know what I want. So it's, like, after the second or third date, I'm kind of, like, I can kind of mm-hmm. tell mm-hmm. if it's going to go mm-hmm. anywhere. And then I'm very, like, gentle and polite with it.
I did say, you once you know one person,
yeah.
or man, woman, or child, you know them all.
And then a big problem that we have yeah. also in our society is people need to remember that there's lots of people that are marriage material.
Yeah, marriage material.
That's yeah, there's one. Lots of people that are marriage yeah. material, but just because one person's marriage material doesn't mean that they're the right marriage material for right. you. It could right. be for somebody else. And I think right. that's what's so right. messed up with our right. dating culture right now. Like, because I've had guys, I get a lot of admirers because they admire what I'm doing in my job. But I sometimes get annoyed with it because they're like, oh, I like you. I'm like, well, do you like me because you think we're a good match? Or do you like me because you admire me and I'm also the only nice girl that you know?
Which you can get out of me.
Yeah, exactly. You know? And then he's like, well, that's yeah. deep. I'm like, well, that's true. I do admire you. Exactly. I'm yeah. like, well, that's great that you admire. And I accept mm-hmm. the fact that my future husband is going to admire me. Like that, I can handle that. Mm-hmm. But it's like, we also have to be a good match.
You got
to
bring almost the same you know? Thing to the table.
Yeah, I want some you harmony.
Can't, you can't just like get into a relationship and
yeah.
and it don't take that long. It
yeah.
don't take that long for
yeah.
for me to know what kind of person you are. I can hang around you
yeah.
for a couple days and I already know what you're about.
And a lot of it's about maturity and
yeah.
like how
yeah.
and mm-hmm. things like that. Because when I was, I don't remember when she would got married, but when I was, dude, guys, when I was 25, I did not know what I wanted. I thought that I did.
You did.
But
you
I didn't.
Me neither.
And we are psychologically not developed until the age of 25. So people need to stop forcing. And a social problem we have also in our society is people are forcing to grow up too quickly.
Yeah.
I don't know
yeah.
why.
I grew up real fast.
I don't know why we do this.
My mom had a lot of us.
Yeah.
And I'm the second to the oldest, so.
Yeah.
And I had
little. So you're an older spectrum.
Yeah,
I'm the younger, so maybe
yeah,
that's why yeah. I'm more like chill.
Yeah, yeah.
I think.
So yeah, I had to grow up early. And you know, the crazy thing is, I don't even remember being sad. You know, I was
yeah.
like, mom said, do it.
Right.
And I did it.
Well, right. You're the only.
I did it.
Yeah,
with,
yeah.
Yeah, I did it with like, okay, mom.
Yeah, yeah.
You know. And so I was happy to do it because she was a good mother.
Yeah.
You know, and
right,
I saw she was a good mother and stuff like that. She had a house full of kids, you know.
Yeah.
So when you start dating, it's really tough.
Dating is actually trickier than people. It's
yeah.
simple, but at the
yeah.
same time, it's not. I think it's simple when you figure out, like, what I get annoyed with the Bachelor and Bachelorette is a lot of people, like, a lot of parents have such good intentions, and it's very sweet. We're like, oh, you know what you deserve? I want you to get... Right, but what do they deserve? Mm-hmm. What do they need? What do they want? What is good for them? A lot of people don't really know those things.
Right.
And I've guys that have said they like me, I'm like, okay, why do you think... And I got annoyed with one guy, because I'm like... And we got to argument. I'm like, dude, okay, so why do you think we'd be a good match? What makes you assume that we'd be a good match? Don't just make up in your mind that we'd be a good match. Tell me why. Mm-hmm. Prove it to me. Mm-hmm. And he couldn't prove it. I'm like, because we're not a good match. We're just not.
I would say because you're attractive.
You know?
That's number one. You're attractive physically.
Well, it's less talking.
And,
right?
Yeah, that's just where it starts.
Partially.
It starts.
Well, attraction is important, sure.
And then your
yeah.
characteristics about yourself has to be attractive, too. Yeah. And you have to want the same thing.
You could be the most handsome guy that walks up to me. Yeah. I could think that you're drop-dead gorgeous, and I think that you're hot. But if you're a complete jerk and a-hole, I'm not going to like you.
Yeah.
I'm going to say, I got big brothers, and I'm not afraid to use them.
Exactly.
I mean, seriously. You know?
You just have to... we want to make it hard. Us as individuals, we make it hard, and then we're not true to ourselves.
Yeah.
You know whether you are material, relationship material. You know. You know how to tell you.
Yeah.
You know what you want in a man or vice versa.
Yeah.
So if you date, it don't take long. Like I said before, it don't take long to find out what that person is about.
Yeah.
You know, and...
But it's hard because people lie, though. A lot of people fake it. And you know what's hard, too? Because you've been married twice. You can reflect on this, too. Uh-huh. Because it's also, even with my 8-year relationship, I realized, like, it started off good.
Mm-hmm.
And things like that. But then people change and people evolve. And then when you live together, you think it's good. But then you make excuses for the person. Mm-hmm. Because breaking up is just so dang difficult.
When you start dating... And it's so crazy. Sometimes some of us take a while to get it right.
Yeah.
Some of us take less.
And a lot of it's about guidance because we have generational transference problems because like what occurred in your grandparents' generation is not going to be the same. It's just not. It's just, and we do way too much of that comparison.
Right.
And it people have good intentions, but it's like, okay, like, I hate it when married people give me advice sometimes. Even if they're phrasing it well and it makes sense, then I appreciate it. But if it's like, well, even they try to get it, and I'm like, but you're reminding me that you don't understand what it's like to be single.
Most married people are not equipped to give the next couple
Right, because it's so individual, it's so different.
Because
too,
most married couple hate each other anyway. If you do the math, if you look around, you do the survey, if you was to do a survey to yourself. And
well, a lot of people fake it.
Yeah, most married couples. I think the last statistic was 51% of married couples stay together because
of finances?
Financial reasons, kids, anything like that. But the other 49, they just like flat out hate each other and they
sad.
Cheat.
It's very
sad. They both cheat on each other and they know it and things like that. You see that in most relationships. And most of those relationships are those longevity relationships. And you see those relationships and they hate each other, you know. I always say there is hope, though.
Yeah, well, that's why I start my channel, is to try to bring back hope and give
hope.
People, like, the mindset that there is second chances. Like, have I had my... Dude, I've had guys ghost me where I'm just like, what in the world? Like, you know? And it's frustrating because I'm like, dude, I'm a nice girl. And my guy friends know that I'm a nice girl. And they stick up and they protect me. And they and I vent to them, like, is it me? Do I smell? And they're like, no. Do I give off some stamp that says to ghost me?
Yeah,
and they're like,
definitely.
No. And I'm just like, well, what is it about me that makes guys be jerks? Like, I don't understand it. And they're like, Anna Marie, don't worry about it. And I'm like... But it's just like, and I've complained to my brothers about this. I'm like, it's just annoying. It's just incredibly annoying. Like, be a man. Like, man up positive, for God's sakes. When I say man up, it doesn't mean to, like, close off, you know, close off your emotions. You just take responsibility.
You said this to my ex-wife, and she said the same thing you said to me.
Yeah.
And I said, you wouldn't know a good man if he would have hit you up, if he would have just came and hit you upside the head.
She wouldn't know, or?
She wouldn't know.
That's the other thing, too, is some women, they just don't know what a good man looks like. I mean, I appreciate good guys. Yeah. Like, so it's just, but like, good, and even, I've even had good guys ghost me, where I'm just like, what in the world? Like, why? And it shows that there's so many good guys that just make dumb choices. And good women also that make dumb choices too.
I just believe in you're supposed to keep your, you're supposed to, if you're a type of person, for a female, male.
Yeah.
If you're a type of person that believe in establishing yourself and keeping your house in order.
Yeah.
And I think that's the number one of peace in the household and things like that. A lot of times you got to lot letting your personalities clash against each other.
Yeah.
Because sometimes your personalities will clash into each other, mm-hmm. and then mm-hmm. you don't know how to take it. And then next thing you know is you're disrespecting each other, and you're calling each other out each other's name and stuff like that because your personalities are clashing.
Well, and that comes down to personality awareness too. And again, it's all about what do you need, what do you mm-hmm. want, and what's actually good for you. So in my case, guys, I'm clearly hyper and energetic, but I'm not like, it's funny because I thought I was like crazy hyper, but then I met people that are more hyper than me. I'm like, dang, I thought I was hyper.
I'm very compulsive. I'm very compulsive, but mine is more quiet.
Yeah, mine's kind of here. I joke that I'm the yellow Labrador. Seriously, because I am calm, easygoing, hyper. I'm the yellow Labrador.
Easygoing, me too. Same thing. But I'm compulsive, but I'm not compulsive in a lot of areas.
I'm
compulsive. Yeah. I love the gym. I love the workout and things like that.
Yeah.
I love booze, you know, and I have it, you know. Under control and stuff like that.
But yeah.
I always admire that. I mean, not admire, but with myself. See it with myself, you know.
Yeah.
And things like that. But you can be your characteristics can actually clash with each other. That's what caused you not to get along.
Yeah.
You
know.
But if you care about like the business part of it, you should look at a relationship as a business. Because look at these businesses that's been around for years and years and years.
Yeah, there's a reason why they're successful.
I think that you should invest in each other as a relationship.
Yeah. In many ways, a relationship, it kind of is a business because you're sharing cars, you're sharing finances, you're sharing beds mm-hmm. and baths mm-hmm. and stuff like that. But at the same time, it should be different. Mm-hmm. Like where it's like, oh, I love that person, I enjoy them, and you know, you're making love.
Well, you know, another thing too,
it's a different type of business.
Is that
approach?
I have to love you enough to get the paper and marry you.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to leave. I love you enough because I don't want to leave you with nothing. Because what if I die?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
That's humanity.
Or what if
something
happened? You know. So I always just look at that part. You know. But it is really we don't want to make it hard. It's not really hard. Like I said, I've been knowing you for a minute,
and
I know what kind of person you are because it don't really take that long.
No, you can tell I have a very high moral code.
It don't take that long because when they say when that one wisest man ever I talked to, he said when you know one man, you know them all. Women too, you know. You know one.
I mean, it depends on the girls too. But I know what you're saying. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I'm just saying, you know the principle of mankind.
How
things round and round we go, round and round we go, round and round we go. Oh, I saw that before. That's why they say don't take a rocket science to predict history.
Yeah,
because history repeats itself.
So when did you find out? Because when you reached the point where you're towards your third marriage, when did you figure out what did you need? What did you want? What's good for you? I have to say, if I date a guy that's more hyper than me or same as me, mm-hmm. we would go nuts.
Yeah.
Like, we would not be a good match. Because I'd be like, well, that's why I got rid of my one guy friend. Because I'm like, dude, we're too similar. Like, you're hyper, I'm hyper. We would be like, blah, 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 you know. Like, my one guy friend, him and his wife work really, my married friends work mm-hmm. really well. Because he's got, like, he like talks, he's like the talker. He talks a lot. Not that she doesn't talk. It's just that she's more of the listener and he's like the talker. Mm-hmm. And so they make a really good match, because now if me and him were together, blah, 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 and it'd be like too much, you know?
I mean, my wife is totally opposite, you know.
So it's funny.
We're totally opposite.
But complimentary.
When you care about each other, you know how to stay away when it's heated.
Yeah.
When that fire is turned up, you know how to stay away from each other. Now, come on now. I ain't going to sit up here and tell you. It's every relationship is not made in heaven, you know.
Yeah. You gotta keep working for it.
Yeah, some of those arguments are healthy.
Yeah.
And you're just feeling each other out. That's all it is. You know, you're trying to feel each other out. But like I said, if you care about each other, you say, okay, you're being the way you are, so I'm gonna walk away.
Right.
And then get the fire down. All right, okay. Let's take care of the business part first though. Then all this stuff, these emotions.
Mm-hmm.
We take them back off the shelf. I say, okay, what are we fussing about?
Mm-hmm.
You gotta love each other enough to even do that. You know, some people say, well, if you don't love me, I don't love you.
Not true.
Love is not a light switch.
Yeah.
You can't turn love off.
Mm-hmm.
So you if you love one another, you will make the preparations to say, okay, well, all right, since we're going through this, let me go over here, then we'll come back and we'll talk about it.
Yeah.
You know, so everybody don't have that in a relationship, you know.
Yeah.
People.
I feel like so many people have given up on love. It's very sad. That's why I'm working on my projects. Please do read my company information below and subscribe when you have a chance and like and stuff like that. But it's just like, I'm trying to bring back the hope of like love and second chances.
Because
I still believe in love, even though I've gone through the ringer.
You shouldn't give up. You should never should give up.
Yeah.
It's easy to say you should never give up. It's always hope. Always hope. And once you find it, words can't explain. You will see it. You cannot even express it. You'll be like,
is that how you felt when you like?
Yeah, with my wife. I was like,
Were you like starstruck when you first met her and like everything? Or how did you feel?
Starstruck, like.
Explain it to us.
How did this happen? You know, have something fall in your lap? And you're like,
it like came out of nowhere. You're like, dang. It like smacked you upside the head, kind of. Invisibly.
And I knew that I can be with her forever.
What made her, what made her like stand out compared to your ex-wives?
Here's the reason why I don't really count.
Yeah.
I was young.
Oh yeah, when you're young, you're kind of stupid.
On the job training.
Right? Yeah.
So you're just getting trained.
Right.
And I had to tell my daughter this. I said, I mean, you can swear that you love this guy, but he might be that guy that is grooming you for the love of your life down the line.
Yeah.
And
there's that. Yeah.
Yeah. And so when I saw.
Well, what's right for you in your early 20s is not going to be right for you in your late 20s or 30s.
But you don't understand that in the beginning.
Right. You don't understand that until later. Yeah. And then you're like, dang.
Yeah. Then my second wife was the one that actually, like, really, like, whipped me into shape.
Oh, really? Interesting.
Huh. I was like, oh, wow.
So maybe you respect her more now.
Yeah, whipped me into shape. And so my wife now, she said if she saw my ex-wife, she said, thank you. Because she whipped me into shape.
Interesting.
To get the love of my life.
Interesting.
Which is her.
Huh.
You know?
That
and
is
I say, honey, I would thank Carl, too. Because her ex-name was Carl.
Yeah.
I would say, oh, thank Carl. You whipped her in shape. And then,
You know what's funny is I think my ex realized that he took me for granted, because when he started dating again, he was like, I realize you're very like easy compared to like some of his other girls.
Oh yeah, definitely. You
and
know.
I was like, learn from our mistakes.
Right.
Like I told him, like, have you learned nothing from our past relationship?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then I was like teasing him about it. So
you one thing about a relationship, you can't give up hope. There's always hope. There's always somebody for you. You know? And being a Bible person, is that it's two is better than one.
Yeah.
And I'm just paraphrasing that because that's in the book of Proverbs. Two is better than one. But I'm not going to say it verbatim, but two is better than one. And that's why I would always say never give up hope. You know, there's always somebody for you.
Yeah.
You know, and who knows how long it takes.
It's hard though, guys. Like, I feel your pain. Like, it's mm-hmm. it's frustrating when you're dating again and you're mm-hmm. you're at a point where you're just ready for something serious. Mm-hmm. But like, it does take time though. Don't not date even though you're feeling discouraged. I just gave I just gave pep talks to a couple of my gal single friends about
mm-hmm.
that.
Because mm-hmm.
one of my gal friends, such an amazing person, but she just kind of got what's the word?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's kind of like me, but different, like, been through the ringer, mm-hmm. but mm-hmm. I think I've been through worse mm-hmm. of a ringer than her,
yeah.
but
yeah.
she, yeah. like, just kind of gave up, and yeah. I told her, well, you don't just stop dating, because, like, yeah. what if you meet the love of your life after the mm-hmm. fourth date?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
You know, after the fourth guy you meet exactly. or something, and she's like, that's true, and I'm like,
I don't
like,
know if you ever saw that movie, Shawshank Redemption. Tim Robbins says, here's what hope is, here's the meaning of what it is. Get busy living. We'll get mm-hmm. busy dying. And he said, I chose to live. So he don't give up hope.
Yeah.
And yeah. that's how you should be as a person.
Yeah.
Don't give up. And that's basically how I look at
yeah.
you know, hope is going. Hope is always there.
So the lesson is, everybody, you know, learn from Kelly Clarkson's mistakes, learn from our mistakes. You know, not dating to the one is not a good idea, because there's a reason why we have a high divorce rate. Continue dating, but just be wholesome.
You look at things that, how could that make me learn?
Yeah.
How could that make me a better person?
Yeah.
You know, and a lot of times you don't even have a good following because your parents didn't do it right,
yeah.
how you thought they should have done it.
Or they didn't guide you enough.
Yeah, and so a lot of times you just take what you saw, the strong points of your parents, and you just took it. You took those strong points, you know. But that's why I don't look down on my parents, because there's no way they didn't try and do their level best.
Yeah.
One thing I told my daughter, I said, once you do it better than me,
mm-hmm.
then come talk to me.
You yeah. know?
Yeah. Simple.
All right, yeah. that's it, guys. Please like, subscribe, and comment below, please. I hope you enjoyed this video. You got some insight and some perspective. And multiple hugs a day. Keep cranking this way. And yeah. I'm Eugenie, but within reason. I'm Anna Marie from Percent Compatibility. And my guest here, Thomas. And there'll be more to come. Okay, sayonara. Bye.